I don't recall in my time here two department heads, and particularly two with such long and big track records, announcing they're retiring.
Yeah, with Ken, I mean, Ken's been there 34 years, I think, so he's been with the health district for a long time. And I haven't actually talked to Ken. I know he met with the board and announced it to them that he was planning to retire, and I think they told me, like, maybe in July. It's been a long time since they've had someone other than Ken heading the health district, and he's done a great job over there. I know we're going to miss him.
And then Tom Quarles at the Brazos County Expo since?
He's 11 and a half years, I believe. We hired Tom before we actually started construction on the Expo. Tom had retired from the Houston Livestock Show and had moved to Madison County. And I believe at the time that we were looking for someone to head that up, he was with the Chamber of Commerce, maybe for economic development in Madison County. And we were able to talk him into getting back into an Expo-type environment. He recognized at the time that it was going to be tough to bring one out of the ground like we did. There hadn't been an Expo like that built in a good many years, and so he was somewhat reluctant when he came on board, but he's done a great job, you know, taking us from nothing to they have events every weekend. In fact, now it's a difficulty in book times in there because it's booked up.
Which has also been the reason why you've had, what now, you're in your fourth phase out there at the Expo?
We just finished the third phase.
Okay.
And the second two, the first phase was built with bond money that, you know, there's a general obligation that was passed by the citizens of Brazos County in 2000. And so the first phase was built with that money. Second and third phase are both being built with hotel occupancy tax money. And that's why we kept expanding. I mean, the growth out there just continued with more events and the need was greater, and we added, and then we've added this second expansion. We've added the second expansion out there. And we've got the opportunity with that to, we're actually going after some other equine events that haven't ever been to Brazos County, and we hope maybe to be successful in, you know, in getting those here. They put lots of heads in beds.
Well, looking at the agenda after these announcements were made this morning, notice the executive session included at least a discussion about how y'all go forward with the Expo. And I know it's just probably the first time y'all traded ideas, but get any sense of direction of what's going to happen after Tom leaves?
Well, I mean, we have an assistant director out there, and obviously he would be the first person we would look at, you know. And I mean, we haven't made a decision yet. There was no action after the executive session, but we will, you know, that still is upcoming. But Carl Kobe has been the position was changed. His position was changed to the assistant director a couple of years ago. So I think Tom has kind of mentored him, you know, to potentially, if the court decides, to succeed him, you know, as the director. And so he's certainly the guy that we'd want to take a first look at.
And then circling back to the health department, that is, again, a health district, and it is a county city health district, right?
That's correct. That's correct. And the board is made up of representatives from the two cities in the county. And they'll actually make the decision about replacing Ken, that board.
Well, again, concluding this as I began, you lose a couple of gentlemen, you know, combined more than 40 years of service and maybe, I don't know if the phrase rock star is appropriate or not. Maybe that's too fancy of a phrase, but certainly, go ahead.
I think in their respective jobs, they were. They really were, both of them. I mean, they knew their job function very well, and I think they've performed way above standard.